Good morning, everyone. It's the 1st of June, 2018, Friday morning. And there are so many different views regarding the eschatology of the last days. Many views regarding the millennia. Some people believe that Christ is coming back once. Some believe he's coming back twice. Some believe he's coming back three times. It's amazing. One thing we know, he says, Jesus Christ says, that he's coming back. It says, if I go away, I will return again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm not interested in this earth. I'm interested in the New Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for a bride. Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. The earth and everything in it will be destroyed. So, we're looking for an eternal kingdom. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. We're not looking for we're looking for a city where there is no sin, wherein dwelleth righteousness. We're looking for a city wherein there is no temple, but God himself is the temple thereof. He's the light thereof. We're looking for a city where there's no need of a sun. Christ himself shall be the light of that city. We're looking for a city wherein dwelleth righteousness. We're looking for a city where there will be no more curse. Where the former things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's what God's people should be looking for. You know, they want to spend all their time thinking about down here on this cursed earth. And you know, he should judge the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and avenge the blood of her servants at her hands. And, so that's what I'm looking for. I saw a new heaven, Revelation 21, and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he sat upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst a fountain of the water of life freely. And he showed me a river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. There shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Well, that's the city. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for that new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. Let us be comforted with these thoughts this morning. Realize that all this preoccupation with what people call the Holy Land, which is most unholy, with those who are subscribing to the Kabbalah and the Talmud as their faith, and those who call themselves Zionists and say that it's Judeo-Christian, that's an oxymoron in terms. We are marching to Zion, the city of God. We're marching. The city of God, not to the Jerusalem over there with the promotion of homosexuality, LGBT rights, and animal sacrifices, and reinstituting of the temple and all that. It has nothing to do with our Savior, with our God, other than the fact that he has ordained it to show his own glory. God bless you this morning.